What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
High noon in the District of Columbia. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley on 106.7 The Fan. When you hear OAR on the program, it means we're welcoming our boy, Mr. Barstool Nate. Eric, I wonder if we need to switch you to Oasis as an intro, dude. You're an Oasis groupie these days.
Yeah. Three shows this summer of the best rock and roll band to ever do it. How are you guys?
We are good, man. We are good. I saw. Did you finally get to play Portnoy in poker? Is that coming?
Thanks for following along, JP. No, that's tonight at 6 p.m.
Okay.
On the Barstool Gambling YouTube channels. I'm playing my boss, who's a bazillionaire, for 20K heads up, which the more I think about it is more one of the dumber decisions I've ever made in my life, but it should be good.
Didn't you do this before?
No, it's just been a long time in the making. We've been talking about it for the better part of 10 years.
With this.
Yeah, so
do you have to put up the 20 grand?
I do.
Just take it out of his check.
No, it's crazy. they don't like when you take out your own money at the bank. It's pretty bizarre. But yeah, I got my hands on my $20,000, and you know, hopefully I beat Dave and I leave Foxwoods Hotel, Resort, and Casino, $20,000 richer tonight.
Dude, you're right about the bank. They definitely get weird when you're like, hey, I'd like my money, please.
I don't play that.
They looked at
what
me
are you
like
waiting for? Don't
for
you ask me another
code.
Question.
Right. Yep. All right. Football's here, dude. We made it. United States of America has two seasons. People get caught up in summer, spring, fall, and winter. There is football season and not football season. Those are the two seasons that exist in the U.S.
Yeah, correct.
We've made it. We're at the finish line. Well, the starting line, I suppose. how excited are you? We'll get to the Commanders specifically, but just for football to be back.
It feels really good. I think we talked about this maybe last week or the week before. I just think the young quarterback class is very exciting. I think the older quarterback class, like the Mahomes, I'm going to throw maybe like Josh Allen in there. They're all really good. I think this is like the best quarterback play we've had in a very long time. And that matters so much to the overall product of the NFL. Cause as we know, and as we'll see with like, you know, the Saints this year, if you don't have a quarterback, you don't have a team. Indianapolis deciding between just two absolute losers to be their quarterback. It's going to be a bloodbath in Indianapolis. So I'm glad we have one. If you're a team without one, you're screwed already. And, football's the best. It was a long summer because Washington, D.C. does not have a serious baseball team. So we had absolutely nothing to do besides, you know, breakdown contract talks and stuff like that. So I'm very excited for the football season to officially start. Cannot wait.
What are you looking for with the Commanders and the NFL as a whole?
So Let's get ahead of it now, and I'm sure this is something that you guys will continue to talk about through the season. Expectations in D.C. are weird right now because Jaden's rookie season, he goes to the NFC Championship game. We can't expect reasonably for that to happen every year. Like, that's just not an expectation we should have. So then the national media, and I know, B-Mitch, you hate that, but it's something that, you know, we have to at least, like, admit exists. They're going to start using the word regression. Has this team regressed? And I think it's going to be the dumbest conversation that anybody has because you just cannot expect an NFL, which is just a nearly impossible league to have continued success in by design, unless you're, you know, Tom Brady and the Patriots, which is a huge outlier. And I don't think this team's going to regress at all. It's just extremely difficult to go back to the NFC Championship game after you do it in your rookie season. I'm not saying that we won't. This team is better than last year's. This team is more, you know, everybody has more experience. The secondary is much improved. I think at nearly every position, this team is better. So expectations are still playoffs. You know, I think that is now the basement. Like, we should make the playoffs with this team. Now, if we go on like a 2 or 3 game losing streak, the national media is going to be insanely annoying, and that's what we're just going to have to ignore because this team is still coming into their own. We still have a young quarterback. We still have, you know, just a bunch of depth spots where we need to be better. But I'm excited. I think it's going to be, you know, just an extremely fun team to watch. We finally, last year and this year, have, you know, we're watching development happen in front of our own eyes. So even if, you know, there's a couple bumps in the road, I don't think it's anything to worry about.
Well, dude, I think that's one of the biggest points that, like, everybody who's become so obsessed with numbers and regression and all these things because people want to put, like, a label on everything. They went 12-5 last year.
Mm-hmm.
If they go 11-6, I don't consider that regression. Like, if they lose in the divisional
round, you play better opponents.
That's not regression.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you 100%. I think, you know, 10-7 is still fantastic. I think making the playoffs is still fantastic. I mean, you look at our, you know, Zach Ertz is and John Bates, you know, that's our tight end. We can improve there. There's a lot of depth missing on the defensive end side of the football on the defense. You know, who's our best edge rusher? You know, the special teams didn't look great in the preseason. I'm not going to put a ton of stock into that, but certainly there's room for improvement there. So as great as this team is, there's still going to be some bumps, and that's fine because, you know, we're not quite there yet, I don't think, and I don't think that's anything to be ashamed of or worried about. It's just a typical building process of making a great football team, and we're extremely close to that.
Totally.
Talking with our friend Barstool Nate here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV.
Yep.
You can find all of Nate Dogg's work at Barstool Sports. I guess we can watch you tonight on the Barstool Gambling YouTube channel.
That's correct. 20K each, me and Dave. Winner takes all.
Damn, dude. I'll watch.
Where's your confidence level, Nate?
It's high. Like, I have more experience, but, you know, anybody can win in poker. You know, the cards fall as they may. I'm not nervous. I just really want to win. It's just like, there's no nerves. I'm not shaking in my boots. But it's a long time in the making, this match, and losing would suck. Like, that's the best way I could put it. It would really just freaking suck to lose.
Does it matter that, like, I don't know how to phrase this. Like, Portnoy probably doesn't care too much about 20 grand. Like, that's probably what he puts on, like, a random college
he
football
like
game.
20, oh, no, he care about losing it to Nate.
You're wrong. That's not what he puts on one bet. That's about a quarter of what he puts on one bet. it's dust. It's nothing to him. So, yes.
Do you think – but B's right. At the same time, he doesn't want to lose to you. So
correct.
Do you think – I'm guessing his game could be kind of unpredictable anyway, but do you expect him to play, like, loose or aggressive, or who the hell knows?
Yeah, I think he's going to be very aggressive. He's not going to never mind losing the match to me. He's not going to want to lose like a single pot to me. And so I think he's going to ramp up the aggression. It's going to be difficult to play against for sure. And you just have to hope that he sets his own trap, right? Like, you have to hope that his aggression, you know, recoils back into his face. And, you know, and maybe makes it a little easier for me. That's my hope.
Yeah, so playing your boss, and does he talk trash? Well, I know he talks trash.
He seems like
What are you going to say back? You got to forget he's your boss. You got to forget he's your boss in this game, bro. You can't let him just strong on you.
Right, yeah. I'm probably going to end up saying some stuff I'm going to regret, some stuff that I probably shouldn't say, and probably be a little bit awkward considering, you know, contract negotiations are coming up soon. So, yeah, how could this possibly go wrong for me?
Oh, you can't worry about that, bro.
Good luck.
I'll just say I would not want to be in no competition with mine, because I'm not going back down.
No, I'm not going to. I mean, this is the felt, right? We're on the table. You know, work is work. This is war. There's no rules here. So hopefully he can separate the two.
Let's hope, dude. We'll be watching. We'll be rooting for you.
Thank you.
Specific to the Commanders, as we get ready here for football, who's a player you think will surpass expectations?
Can I quickly, I don't want to make this a thing, quickly say, Bemis, you went out on such a ledge yesterday by naming Jaden Daniels your X factor for the Commanders this year. I got to applaud that.
No, go on. He asked me what the X factor was, and I told him who the X factor is.
Not Bemis, I'm being dead serious. Not many people have the grapefruits like you to go out on a ledge like that and be so bold to say Jaden Daniels is
No. We weren't trying to say who I thought was going to have a great year. He asked me who was an X factor. I told him who I thought the X factor, but then I followed that up. If you pay attention beyond just the tip of your nose and go a little farther, and I told him who I thought would be, and it'd be the offensive line.
I applaud.
Did you not listen to that part?
Dude, hold on, Nate. If you're going to give B a hard time, at least he picked a player. Jeff, when asked for an X factor, picked the entire offensive and defensive lines.
But that is X factors, though. Jeff was right, though. Because if they don't work, then hell, nothing works.
No, I like that. Just picking 10 players as my X factor. I'm going to take the entire defense.
All right, Hotshot, who's your X factor then?
It Mikey. Better be the deal of the night.
It's our corners. It's our secondary. I mean, honestly, I'm not thrilled with how our defense came together. I think the linebacker position is still a weak link. I don't think we really have an edge rusher that can change the game. But I mean, I like saying Marshawn and Mikey as the X factors. Corner is of the utmost importance. You know, just in general, last year we made it to the NFC Championship game with, you know, guys like Mike Davis playing, you know, just guys that you didn't want out there. So, yeah, our corner depth is quite weak. And so if Marshawn and Mikey can step up and, you know, kind of eliminate the need to go deep into the depth chart at the corner position, I think that is wildly, wildly important.
I agree with that. Who's a player you're worried about that you're just not sure it's going to go the way so many are expecting?
Gosh. Well, I don't think anybody's expecting much out of Von Miller, so I don't even think that's a good answer. But I could look at, you know, Bobby Wagner. You know, he just has to play at a high level, you know, at middle linebacker. We can't have any regression out of him. I don't even know who's behind him, like Jordan McGee. Frankie Louvu as well. There's just the depth at linebacker is not something to write home about. So I think there's just a lot of pressure on Louvu and Wagner to truly just like keep their, if they can just keep their game where it was last season. And I know that's a big ask for, you know, a couple, you know, older linebackers, but we definitely need just big games out of them and not any regression.
So you sound like me and Jeff picking more than one person.
Yeah, really. For all the grief you give.
You just went through Mikey, the linebacking crew, everything, the backup. You name the whole damn defense.
I'm just putting in some analysis that you can only get here on 106.7 The Fan.
I planted a flag earlier, and I'm not going to back off this, Nate. A lot of people, I think, are kind of like, oh, you know, if this guy gets hurt or if these guys don't work, and they see kind of the downside, but they won't go out and say it. I think this team's going to be really good. I think Jaden Daniels is a total organization changer. And I think with that and with the offense now, you know, Noah Brown was hurt. Terry had the contract thing. All those dudes are practicing now. Like, offensively, they should be what they wanted to be. You add Jalen Lane, we'll see what he can do. But I think going into week one, like, there's nothing but excitement for this team. And I think some Commanders fans, some Burgundy and Gold people are just having a tough time being in this end of the pool where it's like, nah, man, this team is good, and they're expected to compete at a really high level, and that is the new normal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I don't think there's any way else to look at it. Week one against the Giants, it's not a pick 'em. It's not a, ooh, I hope we get her week one win. It's, we should destroy the Giants, right? It shouldn't be a question. And I actually don't think the Giants are that bad. Like, I think they've continued to build this team in, like, a pretty interesting way. I don't think Russ is a bad quarterback. So I do think week one will be a bit more of a challenge than people want to give the Giants credit for. But at the same time, we should win by two touchdowns, right? Like, we have Jaden, they don't. We have Terry, they don't. It's just stuff like that. And you're right about Jaden. It's kind of like a Mahomes thing to me right now. And it might be a little early to say that, but it's one of the, you know, every year on Twitter, it's like, why did I bet against Mahomes? How dumb am I to bet against Mahomes? I think Jaden is approaching that level where it's like, Jaden wins games by himself. The team around him is important, but Jaden is different, where he is worth a touchdown on his own every single game with just how good he is. So, and I'm not positive we're exactly there yet, but, you know, we might be. We very well might be there, where any hesitation you have about Jaden just gets thrown out the window. It's like, okay, he is the guy. He is the, not just like our guy, the NFL's guy. And I think he could take that leap as early as like the first half of this season. That's how much just how good I think he is.
He's good, brother.
I'm there with you. All right, so Nate Dogg, our guy Jeff, you know Jeff Walker, works hard, does a really good job for us. Jeff is fired up about the Commanders. I think he's also a little nervous. He's among the fan base that can't wait but also is nervous. Jeff and our video producer, White Brian, have a bet. White Brian is a Giants fan because apparently in November of 2007, he lived in New Jersey. And so White Brian's a Giant fan. Jeff is a Burgundy and Gold fan. They have a bet for this game. Whichever team loses, by however many points that team loses, the other person has to wear the other team's jersey and eat that many hot dogs. So if the Skins win by 6, White Brian has to wear Jeff's Commander's jersey and eat 6 hot dogs. What is, during our show on Monday, what is your prediction for the Jeff White Brian hot dog bet?
White Brian. I think he better get learned. I mean, how is he going to prepare them? Boiled? That would be horrific.
Nah, I think we're going to bring in an air fryer or like a Foreman grill.
I think Mark stated that he will cook them and bring them in for you.
I think it's better.
Mark said, I will go purchase them.
They will be grilled by Mark on Monday morning.
He will grill them and bring them in.
I think minimum of 10 hot dogs will get eaten. I could see like a 24-14, but I could also see like just
but if it's 24-14, it got me, Landfield, JP, Jeff. I think we're going to want a couple of them.
Yeah, I want like one or two hot dogs. I don't want the score, the score amount of hot dogs. Because, dude,
that's why you're not
right,
in the bet,
Nate.
JP. That's why you're not in the
bet. Sure. But, Jeff, I don't think you want. Right, but this is very one-sided to White Brian. I'm here for it. I want to see that kid eat 9 hot dogs. What
I
is your prediction?
See him eat 30.
You got 10 hot dogs, Nate?
Yeah, I think White Brian's going to be eating 10 hot dogs.
He went from concussed to a serious stomach ache.
Yeah.
All right, Nate Dogg. Thank you, buddy. All right, good luck tonight, man.
He ate the ocean floor.
Hey,
man, what?
I appreciate you guys. Hot dogs. And Barbecue will be on the way when I make 20K tonight.
What do you say
to a
poker
player? Why
we have
to wait for you to win it? If you just send it to us, you got it.
Like, break a leg? Hope the cards go your way? Is there a phrase for poker?
Win one for the Kipper.
Maybe it's just good luck, yeah. Good luck works.
Good luck it is.
All right, brother.
Good luck, dude. All right, see you, buddy.
All right, brother.
Barstool Nate playing Dave Portnoy in a $20,000 poker match tonight. That's serious bread right there.
I got me and Jeff going to play next week.
Yeah, I'm in on that, too. Jeff wants to pay in hot dogs. Nobody go anywhere. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley on 106.7 The Fan.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. FanDuel is getting you ready for kickoff with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right. Pick a bet. Bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style. FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season is finally here, and the only question there is are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/Brian to download the FanDuel app today and get started. FanDuel Sportsbook is official partner, 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet, which expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh. One thing, not that I forgot, but I hadn't thought of for this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Tana. Tana's Ring of Fame game.
Oh, yeah.
Which is really, really cool.
Tana's Ring of Fame game is going to be spectacular.
That should
the
be
The festivities,
really cool.
I think, start Friday, Saturday night. It's going to be fun.
They're trying to do, I imagine the team has kind of announced this. Let me look this up real quick. They're trying to make when's the last time you covered a game in Minnesota?
When we were there for the Super Bowl.
Okay. So the Vikings, it kind of all worked out. The Vikings have embraced this, the skull stuff. Have you seen it?
Mm-hmm.
The Vikings now have this crazy, like, pregame show, if you will. Like, before the game starts, probably, like, 15, 20 minutes before the game starts, the Vikings do all this, like, crazy, like, there's all this action on the field. It's not just, like, people warming up and then they sing the anthem, right? And I think the Commanders eventually want to, like, get towards something like that, which I think could be really cool. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And try to get people in there early. Because one of the tough parts, and this isn't just at Washington, this is across the league, is, like, a lot of times early in games, people are just not there yet. Like, you chug a beer mm-hmm. in the parking lot, or you get held up going through security, whatever it is.
Yeah.
I think for a game like this, for week one, Like, get in there, man. Like, be ready to go.
Yeah, but Tannis thing's at halftime.
Tannis thing's at halftime, yeah.
Yeah.
And that should be really, really cool. Do you know where he's going? I'm sure we'll see, like, the covered up thing.
I don't know. I don't have a clue. Nobody knew where he was going. I don't think he even knew.
When you get in there, do you ever look at your name up there?
I've seen it. I looked up and I've had other people go to the games, and like I told me, I said, I used to play with the team. Then they go in and say, oh, man, you really were good. I see your name up in the thing. But they didn't believe me before that. So,
that's funny. They should believe you. I think with Sunday's game is going to be just so much fun to be back out there. I think I'm going to get there early, dude, just because I think traffic and parking lots, I think everything's going to be jammed.
Yeah, air show.
Yeah, yeah. In a good way.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to get to see them practice here. The Commanders are on the practice field in about...
You're going to get to see them stretch.
Stretch maybe a little bit of individuals. How much... So stretching is 10 minutes. So they do that little bit of individuals before, but now we're even to the point we don't get to just go down there. We have to be escorted down.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we get escorted back up.
Yeah.
So say stretching is 10 minutes.
Uh-huh.
How much do we see beyond 10 minutes?
I'll give you 4.5.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
You have to watch a little bit of individuals. What, if anything, are you most interested in coming out of today's practice?
Just the comfortability of what they have going on and what they're establishing. A game plan. I know we've talked a lot about the defensive line of the Giants, how they're going to attack that. You know, what's their running game against it? Since we were talking with Pat Leonard the other day, what did Pat say? You got your boy, what's his name, from Penn State?
Theo Johnson.
Not Theo. The new pass rusher.
Abdul Carter.
Run right at him. Young man, Thibodeau, run right at him. That's the way you eliminate pass rushers. You make them play the physical game. They want to be the guy who could just use his athleticism and get around the tackle. No. Make him have to take some helmets in his damn chest.
Brian Daboll, speaking now with the New York media, says Theo Johnson, who hasn't been practicing, is out there for week one. Said the same thing of Andrew Thomas. Dan Quinn says Brandon Coleman and Terry McLaurin, the Commanders' projected starting receiver and left guard, will get their full normal amount of practice. Everybody's going to be ready. It's week one. Nats baseball coming your way next. Thanks to everybody that listened to the show today. Thank you to Neil Greenberg. Thank you to Barstool Nate. Good luck to Nate Dogg tonight. Win that cash,
homie.
Here come the Nats. You made it this far. I owe you a beer.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.